everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Peach and Wine podcast. You need to say something, Wine. You need to say something.
Welcome.
All right. So, for this episode, we have an exciting topic. Actually,
very interesting.
Yes. As one said in the French version, it's like an affirmation, technically. And then, as always, we're going to give our point of views. Unless one has some weird questions to ask again.
Oh, I do have questions to ask.
All right. So, here's the topic. Okay, though. So, the saying, kind of. Never trust a partner who still communicates with their ex.
Hold on.
Dumb.
So, I think it's my turn. It's my turn to shine because I got...
Please, go ahead. Yes!
Questions for Peach here.
Go ahead.
Like... Guys, hi again. Hi. We're back. So, like Peach said, the title was basically just an affirmation. You shouldn't trust someone. Did you say your partner who still talks to their ex?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to ask Peach first, of course.
Okay.
Do you agree with the statement? Yes or no, and why?
No, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
For my case, because yes, I do still talk with some of my ex, and then, honestly, the one that I still talk to. They're not bad. I mean, they're not bad people. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't talk to them. Unless it's whatever. We don't stay in touch, but we still talk. And then, Swift, the one that I do talk to, we kind of shared like some old interests, some old hobbies. Like I love animes, we would laugh about wilding out, like, you know, their scenes on Instagram. And some of them just want to check on me and then, you know, just ask if everything is okay, how's life going. So yeah, these are honestly some of the reason why I still communicate with, you know, some of my exes.
Okay. So, I have other questions.
Mm-hmm.
First one, do you think it's possible to just have a platonic relationship with your ex? Like, because we know usually... when your partner is not okay with you having any type of communication with your exes, because of course they fear that there might be something more than just the hi, how you doing. So do you think there can be an actual, just genuine platonic relationship between two exes?
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily friendship. We're just going to call it
like
platonic relationship.
I'll say again, because I still don't see any reason why it would not be the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then eventually, and of course, we can disregard the fact that some exes might still be in touch with might still be in touch with me because they kind of, or they do want to get back, they want us to get back together. And then that's the part where I just, you know, I clarify things, and I'm just like, you know what? Nah, there's nothing. I'm not going back. There's no going back. And I'm the type, what's in the past stays in the past. And then, yeah, but, you know, if my partner doesn't want me to talk with my ex, honestly, I wouldn't care. I would care less. I'll just be like, well, it's not, and that's just me talking, because some other people might have a very good relationship, might maybe consider their ex as friend, but I honestly don't. And then, I mean, I apologize if they do consider me as the friend, but I don't. So if my partner don't want me to talk with my exes, I'm just going to be like, eh, it's whatever. It's not like I was constantly engaged in any type of conversation with them. You know, it was just random things. So random conversation, we just... So, like, it was nothing, in quotes, meaningful. Yeah, so, yeah.
You basically answered the question that I was going to ask you. I was going to ask, like, if your partner tells you not to talk to your ex anymore, would that be an issue or no? But you basically
answered. Honestly, it wouldn't. But fun fact, just because I'm petty, I could just make fun of my boyfriend sometimes, be like, just to tease him a little bit, you know, but just in a fun way, not to trigger him, just to be like, ah, and then sometimes I can be petty and be like, why not? Does it bother you? La, 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 la. Just to tease him. But then if he's very serious about it, you know, I will consider it as, you know, I will consider it. And then I'll be like, you know what? Nah, it's whatever. It's not that I care that much. Yeah.
What about if your partner is still talking to one specific, talking to their exes in general. Yeah. And then there's like that one specific person. That seems to want more than friendship. Like, that seems to be trouble. So what would be your reaction? Are you going to be like, I trust my man, so I don't care about what she's doing?
Heck no.
Or you're going to be like, you got to stop talking to her.
Okay, so yeah, I do trust my man, but no, because sometimes you need to step in, put your feet on the ground, as my manager said, and then you like to say it too, put your feet on the ground. Because them females out there, they will take advantage of your man's kindness. Hear my words. Some men, they just, okay, I'm not encouraging or neither entertaining, because we actually want our men to learn how to defend themselves, you know.
I'm actually listening with attention because I want to see where you go with what you just said.
Yes, exactly. And then, but I notice with us women, I believe, excuse my French if I'm trying to put things in general, but it's more of my case. If my ex wants to come back, I will say the things like straight as it is, like, no, you can't, because I'm not seeing myself with you again. And honestly, being with someone it could be a reason, but it's just like me, I don't want it. I don't want to get back with you for certain reasons. And as for men, I don't know. I've never encountered a... I know it most likely it exists. Some of the men actually do defend themselves whenever the exes want to come back. But it's something that they probably don't do it the way we do it. Maybe most of the time, they will just say it once, be like, you know, I have someone, right? And then leave it there, thinking that the exes will just acknowledge the fact that, yeah, he actually has someone, just respect the fact that he has someone, and then, you know, let him be. But no, and they would still come back, the exes will still come back, they'll still stay there, and then actually kind of be possessive. But I don't know why. It's kind of hard. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just the fact that they are men, and then maybe they're just so nice or kind or gentle. I don't know. I don't know how to explain that, because I'm not a man. I don't agree with that.
And you know why I don't agree with that?
Why?
Because it sounds like you're just giving them excuses.
No, see, that's how you take it.
No, you cannot say that, men are just nicer. I'm sorry. Men are not nicer than women.
Maybe it's my word choice.
They just are entertained by what's going on, because I know a lot of men that will be like, no, I told you not to talk to me like that because I have a girlfriend or I have a wife. Or they will straight say, stop talking to me. So if your boyfriend or your husband or whatever is entertaining whatever his ex is doing, and like not really doing enough to make her understand.
Okay, I wasn't finished.
Don't try to give excuses.
No. I wasn't finished and I wasn't giving an excuse.
Maybe no, because you were literally saying that, oh, baby, men are just nice. They're not nice.
The word of choices that I choose. That I said, but what I was trying to say was, it's kind of easier for women to say, you know, I'm going to repeat myself again. It's kind of easier for women to say things straightforward. And then again, yes, there are men who will just say things straight and then block the girl and then, you know, just stop everything. But some of the ladies out there, if they are persistent, just says, and it's not only for men, because it happens to women too.
See, this is why I said it's not about being a man or being a woman, because there are women that would entertain the thoughts of their exes coming back while they're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not about the gender. It's about the personality. Because when you say maybe men are more likely to be nicer, that's like giving them an excuse. I can also say the same thing for the women who have hard time telling their exes, hey, I don't want to go back with you. I can say the same thing. I can say maybe they're just nicer and they don't want to hurt their feelings. But the reality is,
so that's exactly where I was going to, what I was trying to say. But maybe that's what I tried to say, that maybe it's the word that I choose. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's just, as you said, their personality. Not necessarily the fact that, because really for someone who entertain some, like an ex trying to come back, you can see it. And then you can also see someone who unfortunately doesn't know how to push someone back, just to like someone who just like firm with a straight no. Although the person is trying to say no, but it's just like the way the person said it is like, I don't know, just because I've never been in a situation, but I've seen it. So I'm assuming that, okay, maybe that's how, I don't want to say most men, but some actually react to whenever the ex wants to come back. And they will say no, they would, you know, they will reject them and everything, but not being rough about it. Like,
I don't know about that.
No, like, no.
I really don't know why you're trying to give an excuse for that. Like, men are like women.
I'm trying to give an excuse.
Men are like women. They're just human beings. When someone is giving you a lot of attention, you're going to feed off it. It's not like they're having a hard time saying things because they are so nice. It's the way you place it that's not just sitting right with me. Maybe if you said it in a different way, but like saying it's harder for them because they're just so nice. I don't know. I don't believe that. No, I just don't.
No, I don't know because it's so nice. Okay.
But I'm not saying that you're wrong. Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong for thinking about it. Okay. I said I don't believe that.
Okay. But we're going to move on. Maybe like for the listeners, they will hopefully get
if there are men out there listening to that, they're going to agree with you, because they'll be like, oh, she just gave us a good
get the plot. No, because actually that's not what I'm trying to do, and then they better get that I'm not trying to give them an excuse to entertain your ex if you still communicate with them and they actually want you back. I actually want them to be firm with the no, and then but
so they can be firm
words of choice that I'm using.
So they men can be firm in any other, like any other areas of their life, but with their exes.
See, that's a nice story for another sub, and that's topic for another podcast. But yes, that's true. See, so I don't want to mix myself. I don't want to mix my thoughts here, because sometimes they do it. I mean. Sometimes they do. I do feel like they actually entertain that, and then they end up having something fall back into the ex, or they won't fall back. Not... But now the girl, with meaning like the girlfriend, will see something, and now, now with the help of his girlfriend, they will, what's it called? They will take care of the ex, you know, like chase her away.
Well, that was not even what I was implying. I was just saying that anyone would, like, as a human being, we feed off things like compliments and stuff like that. And when your ex is trying to get back to you, she's going to say the things that she knows he wants to hear. And it's not necessarily that he's entertaining it because he wants to go back with her. No, it's just that it's nice. In general, men don't receive that kind of attention on the day-to-day basis. So when they have that kind of things going on,
it's not hard for them to
say no because they're just so nice. It's hard for them to say no because that makes them feel good about themselves. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, true. And then honestly, you said it before. I know it goes both ways. But
yeah,
let me answer a question. Because that's a good, I don't know, hopefully, put it in your note. It's a good topic for another episode. If my, you say if my partner is still communicating with my with his ex, right? How am I going to react to that? But honestly, just because, I mean, I'm in a situation where sometimes my exes will come and laugh, talk about animes. And then it all depends on the type of relationship they had. I wouldn't... I would not... Okay, I would be curious just to know who the person is. And honestly, like, what kind of relationship they had. Low-key. And then... I'm just going to be like, you know what, just keep it. I don't even want you guys. Well, some of them stay friends, but I don't consider my exes as friends. So I'm like, I'm just going to be vigilant and observe. And then if she really wants to come back, it's going to, things are going to break. Because I will have to either talk to the girl like politely in a nice and professional appropriate way, the most appropriate way that I can, and just be like, you know what, respect yourself, this is not okay, don't try me. And if not, if she's still trying me, now things will get down. Now we're gonna do things as we do back home. When things are not okay, you beat them BS. And then, yes, that's how, I don't want to say the word unless you're gonna put that sound in it. But
oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, if it gets overboard, knowing myself, and I know I have anger issues, things would not be great at all. And yeah, things would not be great at all.
I have no further questions.
I have the same question for you. I want you to answer the same question.
I'm just gonna do it as like a paragraph.
Okay, so hold on. First, answer the first question. Do you still would you not trust? Wouldn't you trust your? No. Do you still communicate with your ex? Your exes. You do. Okay, so what type of relationship do you kind of maintain with them?
I have a platonic relationship with.
Say that again.
I have a platonic relationship. Like, mm-hmm. We're not best friends.
Yeah.
We're not friends.
Mm-hmm.
We know each other and we check on each other whenever we can.
Okay. And then what if you have your partner and then he says, you know what? Let's end it. I don't want you to stay in contact, or I don't want to communicate at all with your ex.
Well, first of all, I have to mention, like, when I say communicating, I'm still in touch with my exes. It's not like we're talking on a daily basis,
yeah,
like every day.
Exactly. Okay.
Like I said, it's a platonic relationship. Mm-hmm. So once in a while, we check on each other, make sure everybody's fine, or what's happening new in everybody's life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would definitely not be an issue, because mm-hmm. I can go years without talking to some of them. Yeah. I can go months without talking to them. So it's not a big deal. It's not like I'm going to, like, something is going to miss in my life. Like, something is going to be missing in my life. No. I'll be totally fine.
Okay.
So, anyway, we have social media, so you know
exactly
what's going on
mm-hmm.
in their lives.
So I have one last question for you. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, maybe not. So you have your partner, right? And he's still friend. Like, you have an ex, and then he's not literally the girl who was there right before you, but like they were together for years, and then he dated all the girls, they were still in touch, and then now they became friends. And he's coming in, and then now you're getting to know her, and then you see the tension, like, I think she's trying to get back with him, your partner. Mm-hmm. And then he's insisting with the fact that, oh no, she's a friend. How would you kind of handle the situation?
Well, I think I did answer that question when you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there is no, I'm just trying to be nice. I'm just like I said, I have a platonic relationship with my exes. If you don't have a platonic relationship with your ex, and it looks like one of you is trying to get something,
mm-hmm.
then it has to end. There's no way. Like, there's no way you're just having everyday conversation with your ex. Like, what are you talking about? What are you guys talking about every day over the phone, like texting or calling each other? What could you possibly talk about with your ex? Like, what do you guys talk about?
The past. Like,
come on. Of course. So that doesn't make any sense.
Yo.
Why would I be like, oh, sure, you're fine, you can keep talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's like asking me if one of my exes is entertaining the thought that maybe we should get back together while I'm in a relationship.
Nope.
Like, first of all, there's one thing with me. Like, when I'm in a relationship, it's like all the other men around they don't exist, mm-hmm. or they're just way too ugly.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like
no, listen to why. No,
that's just, it's not like, it's not to say in like the it doesn't mean, for the people who were listening, it doesn't mean that people are physically ugly or they're physically
just not,
it's just place. Like in my mind,
yeah, you just,
I'm
like
not interested in anyone else when mm-hmm. I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
So my ex coming to me and being like, oh, we should get back together.
Exactly.
I'm not actually going to be like, mm-hmm. I'm going to be the one telling you, you need to back off.
Yep.
You need to literally take your, I don't know, take a break. Think about it. When you have a clear mind mm-hmm. and you know you just want to be platonic again, asking mm-hmm. how everybody's doing, then you come back. If you mm-hmm. come with that attitude, I'm not going to entertain that. I'm not going to support it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to disrespect my partner yep. because of you.
Yep.
Because I was with you. You showed me what I didn't want. So I'm not going back there.
What's you know? The best is in the past.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Hold on.
Round of applause.
Yeah, like I said, don't read your books backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Always go forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. As long as you know what type of the type of person that you are, it doesn't matter if you're a friend with your ex, if you talk to your ex or not. Like, if you know that this page is already in the past and nothing is going to open up again, you will be the one, you know, like, you don't need your partner to tell you, hey, stop talking to that person. You will be the one finding something awkward and be like, ah, nah. Out of respect for my partner, I'll be like, no. But there's nothing wrong with talking to your ex. To me, there's absolutely nothing wrong. As long as it's just platonic talks, relationship, like, hey, how you doing? It's fine. You don't have to be the bestest friends in the world, but you don't also have to be enemies.
Mm-hmm. Like I said... Nothing meaningful.
Yeah, like that, exactly. Nothing meaningful.
Nothing.
Hey,
meaningful.
How you doing? How are your babies? Ooh. How's your boo? Like, I like to do that. That's
exactly.
my thing. I
That's
love
true.
To make sure that I ask about my ex's partner. So I'm like, I make sure I know and you know you have a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make sure I know and you know that she's
true.
Good.
That's something I,
you know,
for real.
So I want him to be able to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if I have that one ex who always has like that sarcastic thing, like, I think he's just bitter because every time I'll be in the relationship, he'll find like the one thing that's wrong in my relationship. Let's say I tell him, I'll say maybe, oh, I'm dating a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
So like every time he's going to maybe ask about my partner, he'll make a little bit fun of the fact that he's white. You know,
oh.
I don't know if he's just being petty or like, he'll make fun of maybe,
Lord,
like the religion.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Just your differences and stuff.
Yeah, just like, just to be petty,
mm-hmm.
but it's fine, you know. You know for a fact that nothing is going to happen.
Exactly,
it doesn't matter
true.
If you make fun of the skin color, the religion,
mm-hmm.
or whatever's going on with the person that I'm dating.
Well,
but
as
me, I'll always be like, how's your girlfriend, or how's your fiance,
yeah.
or how's your wife, or whatever. But, you know, people are just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the most important thing is not to entertain that.
Mm-hmm.
If you go ahead and be like, oh, you get upset because he's making fun of the fact that
mm-hmm.
You're dating someone from a different religion or a different skin color than you, then he's winning. He's like, oh,
yep.
that means she's not really sure about
mm-hmm.
her relationship,
mm-hmm.
so maybe I can get her back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to make sure that you let them know, hey, I'm good. Doesn't matter what you think, I'm good.
You made me think about something. Another question. Have you ever been in a situation where when let's say you know, you still you're talking to your you know, ex, and then both of you are in a relationship, and then his relationship isn't okay, so he's asking you for advices and stuff. So have you ever encountered such a situation, and if so, how do you, you know, like, react to that?
Well, you know, I've been there many times. But like, the crazy part is I would always give my best advices, like the same way that I would give you advice.
Yeah,
I'll give them the same advice, like, hey, maybe try to fix the problem. Don't just rush into like breaking up the relationship. Like, try to understand what's going on, try to understand the standpoint or whatever. But when you flip it around, bro, they'll be like, I don't think I should be the one giving you advices. I don't know. Like, they wouldn't do the same thing. They wouldn't show up for me, which is why I don't ask my exes for advices.
I really don't.
You know, because they would either tell me that, they would either tell me that they can't give me any advices, or they'll just be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll straight up just tell me, don't you think maybe that guy's not good? Like, bro, I never told you to break up with your girlfriend. True. So why do you want me to do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it has happened, but I'm still me. So even to this day, like, if someone needs my help, you need like advices or whatever, I'll show up for you.
Yeah.
One thing with me is I always try to remember the best in the relationship that I had with someone, so that I don't hate the person or I don't get upset for no reason. I don't think about why we broke up. I just think about the good things that you brought into my life, and that's how I end up still talking to people.
Now that you mentioned, I think I've encountered something similar. And he was asking me for advices, and I was surprised. I was like, okay. Because, I mean, I'm like, why are you asking me for advices? But I did what I believe a kind person would do. Hopefully give the best advices. And then, you know, the same exact thing that you said, he just flipped it around and be like, oh, no, actually, I want you back. I said, nigga, no. I was like, bro, you are playing.
That's so selfish.
Exactly. I was like, what the hell? I thought you needed advice to fix your relationship. And then he was engaged. Like, he literally just proposed to the girl. And I was angry for the girl now. I was like, bro, what is wrong with y'all? I was like, you just proposed. And then whatever is happening, because, I mean, evidently, he didn't go through details, and then not that I care.
Yeah.
But I'm like, whatever has happened there, you just proposed. And then if you propose this for a reason, you really want to be with her, marry her. So why can't you just try to fix the problem instead of coming back to your ex for like 5-6 years later and be like, oh, I want you back? But anyway.
Well, like Peach said, anyway, so guys, what do you think about today's subject? Do you think you shouldn't trust
your partner,
someone who still talks to their ex?
Mm-hmm.
I will be putting on the description, I will be putting a tool so you guys can give us your thoughts on the subject, and we'll be happy to have a guest who has a different point of view than ours, if possible. So, Peach, do you want to add something before we go?
Don't talk to your exes. No, I'm kidding. Whatever you do, but don't take
it. Yeah, whatever you do, don't get your partner upset.
Yeah.
That's it. If it upsets your partner, cut it off. It's not worth it. Trust me. Yeah. So, Guys, thank you again for listening to today's podcast. We hope you liked it as much as we loved recording it. Don't forget, we're available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and Google Podcasts for those with Androids. It's completely free. Don't forget to subscribe so that every time we drop an episode, you get a notification. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.